Good morning, this is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is John chapter 7, verses 1 through 11. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Holy Gospel of St. John, the 17th chapter. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your own presence, with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world. Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you, for I have given them the words that you gave me, and they have received them and have come to know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. One of the more moving moments at convention is when we as the church have the opportunity to declare altar and pulpit fellowship with another church body. Generally, whoever introduces the overture reminds the delegates that they are not voting to enter into fellowship or to create it. Instead, they're gently reminded that fellowship is recognized. It either exists or it doesn't. It's also a confession that unity is a gift. And in that specific case, it is recognized from a shared, common, public confession. Once recognized, everyone stands and sings the doxology, of course, in grateful recognition of the Lord's gracious and merciful provision. And from that point on, the fellowship bears fruit that is visible to all. Altars and pulpits are shared, training and resources are shared, the entire body with its new member moves and works together, doing the things that God has given it to do. All these things are gifts from God, that they may be one, even as we are one. In the same way, an adult convert declares and acknowledges unity with the visible church that they are seeking to join. Think of the questions that are asked. Do you acknowledge the gifts of your baptism? Do you renounce the devil, his works, and his ways? Do you believe in God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Are the scriptures inspired by God? Are the teachings of this church, as you've come to know it from the small catechism, faithful and true? These are the baseline for fellowship and unity in the church. They either exist or they don't. The other questions relate to the fruit or the outward manifestation of that fellowship, regular reception of the Lord's Supper, a life lived according to the Word of God, steadfastness under trial, even under death, support of the congregation with prayers and the gifts that God has given you, that is, Christian stewardship. And yet even these things are gifts, right? Things that we promise to do, not through our own strength, but by the grace of God alone. All of these things are gifts freely given by our loving Father, that they may be one, even as we are one. You see, this is our Lord's prayer also for you, that faith created would be sustained and it would be strengthened, that fellowship with the Father and with one another would not be lost. In the end, it's really just a prayer that the faithful preaching of the word would continue and that we would earnestly desire to hear it. Thus, we preach and we teach, not to glorify ourselves, but the Father, whose good and gracious will it was to send his Son, that his name would be glorified through the folly of the cross. All authority in heaven and on earth exists in that word. For the word does not return void, does it? It does not return without creating and sustaining faith. It does not return without creating order out of chaos, that they may be one, even as we are one. So, thanks be to God for this indescribable gift. To him alone be all glory, honor, and worship. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.